So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Let's talk about the Bank of England base rate change. So it's gone up from 4% to 4.25%. So it's just a 0.25% increase in the Bank of England rate. So it's not so bad, but it's actually the highest since 2008. So since, you know, when was the last crash? It was 2008, wasn't it? When interest rates absolutely plummeted. And I kind of don't understand it, and I kind of do understand it. Obviously, yesterday, during Boris's thing, inflation went up, just as Rishi said, with a government that's halving inflation went up, which I thought was quite funny. And it went up from 10.4 to 10.8, I think it was. Not a massive jump. And one of the reasons why inflation is so high still, even though gas prices are lower than they have been for years, is because gas prices are still high, which doesn't make sense. Obviously, it doesn't make sense. Why would it make sense? It's the United Kingdom. They're not exactly in it to protect their the people that are there, are they, really? So let's face it. So we've got this problem with high interest rates. Interest rates keep on rising. And obviously, this is going to affect a number of different people. And let's run through the type of people it will affect. So it'll affect me. I'm on standard variable. It pushes my loans. So my cash flow each month is increasing. Let me restate that. My debt repayment has increased because I'm interest only on my property, so I have to pay more money, which is probably going to mean rent's going up again. That's just life. That's just life, folks. Yeah, poor tenants. Absolutely agree. Nothing to do with me. Not my problem. If you're a tenant right now, you have my sympathies, but your rent's going to be going up. Not a lot we can do about that. The government don't seem to care. Section 24 doesn't seem to care. So if my rent income is £1,000 and I was paying £600, and I can't do the maths on 0.25%, but let's just assume it's £50 a month increase in my debt going out, in my, you know, to pay the increase in mortgage bill. Well, I can't offset that. So before, I would be making £400 profit and I get taxed at 40% on £400, £160. Now I can't do that. I get taxed on the entire £160. So even though my profit is only £350 and I'll pay £400 tax, so I'm now down £50. Guess whose rent's going to have to go up? And it's not going up £50. It'll have to go up about, what, £70? Like, if you don't understand these numbers and you're talking about property and you're working for the Roundtree Foundation and you're saying, oh, well, I think landlords should be paying more tax, you're an idiot, basically. You don't actually understand what the fuck you're talking about. And that's okay. It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. We just keep putting rents up. It's not our fault that you don't understand why tenants' rents are going up. That's just life. And as property investors, and by the way, does this sound really harsh? Yeah, of course it does. This is just life. Life is harsh. Life has got harsher over the last 12 years that the Tory government have been in place. And it's been very harsh since the pandemic, and it will continue to be harsh. And regardless of who wins next general election, and I'm not a Labour man at all. I'm a capitalist through and through. I love capitalism. What we have right now is not capitalism. It's a few people at the top taking the cream off the top, making an awful lot of money and everybody voting for them. That's not what I see capitalism as being. Life's got harder since the Brexit. It's got harder since the pandemic, and it's continuing to get harder. And it's going to get even harder because we're going to talk about the singularity a bit further down. We're going to talk about that shortly. And you're going to find out why life is going to get even harder because of a technological singularity. But right now, dealing with interest rate rises, life's going to get harder. And they expect inflation to come down, which would then beg the question of, well, why have you put interest rates up again? And knowing that gas prices have come down, and these are monthly gas prices that come down, the daily gas prices are still high, which is where all your bills are worked out on. And let's not even talk about gas and what a rip-off that is. If you've got one company that's really cheap and another company that's really expensive, the charge of the same amount as the expensive one, regardless of how expensive your actual company is. I mean, it's total rip-off. And like, what, We don't even talk about that. Let's not talk about that because you're not supposed to talk about that. We'll probably get taken off air because that's, again, that's just who we are. And that might sound very negative for me, and it is very negative for me. You know, we can't polish a turd and call it something lovely. A turd is a turd. Doesn't matter what you make it look like. And that's where we are right now with the current government and the Bank of England interest rate hike rises, base rate rises. A lot of people are going to struggle with that. All these people have been finally waiting to get onto the property ladder, now get onto the property ladder, and they're on standard variable for whatever reason, or people are coming to the end of their term in the next couple of months. You're going to have a big problem coming through. And I don't mean to sound negative. It's just shit. There's no easy way. You know, I can't polish this turd and make it look even better than it already is. It's shit. There's no easy way of saying it. So now you just have to deal with it. And so one of the things that we talk about in terms of having to deal with it is through business and through marketing. What are you going to do to improve the marketing so you're getting more eyeballs on your business so that you can close more clients and make more money to pay for higher gas prices, higher electricity prices, higher fuel prices, to pay for the food inflation that everybody's having to deal with, to pay for the fact that you've now got an extra 50 quid a month that you're going to have to pay for on your mortgage for no apparent reason other than Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng came and ruined everything by their bullshit budget that screwed everybody up. But that's just life. So what are you going to do about it?
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.